CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. An American from Missouri is free after he was let out of a Syrian prison the day after rebels ousted the country's longtime ruler, Bashar al-Assad. Travis Timmerman spoke exclusively with CBS's Elizabeth Palmer near Damascus today.
Timmerman had been imprisoned for 7 months after crossing Syria's border illegally on a Christian pilgrimage.
What was the hardest part for you being in prison?
There wasn't a hard part. It wasn't bad. I was never beaten.
The State Department says they're aware of reports of an American who's just been released from jail, and they are attempting to provide support.
President Biden is undertaking what the White House calls the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. He's commuting the sentences of about 1,500 people. Correspondent Jared Hill.
On the list, people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the COVID-19 pandemic. Biden is also pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau finalized a rule today limiting overdraft fees to $5. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
What has happened up to this point is that banks charge a fee, usually around $30 or $35, for every instance of an overdraft. The new CFPB rule is seen as part of the Biden administration's campaign to reduce junk fees for consumers. And for those households that pay these overdraft fees, it could save about $220 a year.
Time magazine has named Donald Trump its person of the year. He edged out other finalists, including Vice President Harris and Elon Musk. Time's editor-in-chief tells NBC, for better or worse, Mr. Trump had the most influence on the news in 2024. He was also named Time's Person of the Year in 2016. The president-elect has chosen a top political ally, Carrie Lake, to head up the Voice of America. CBS's Steve Kathan.
In a statement, Trump said Lake will, quote, ensure that the American values of freedom and liberty are broadcast around the world, unlike the lies, he says, spread by the fake news media.
We are learning more about the 26-year-old charged with murder in the death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. CBS's Lilia Luciano is outside the jail where Luigi Mangione is being held in Huntington, Pennsylvania.
At the time of his arrest, the NYPD says the suspect had a notebook where he wrote about his disdain for the healthcare industry. Law enforcement sources tell CBS News he wrote about using a bomb, but wrote that a shooting would be more targeted and would not risk innocent lives.
S&P futures are down 15. This is CBS News.
Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, this is Chris Morrow. Have you noticed it's cold out today? Hasn't been this cold since January of earlier this year. Going to stay that way most of the day today with winds gusting over 25 miles per hour. While temperatures may be in the very low teens for a high, wind chills will be well below zero. Make sure you're bundled up. Don't let exposed skin catch frostbite. Things warm up again by the weekend. As you might expect with this cold weather, scammers are getting in on things. They're trying to call people up and convince them to send them money or they're going to have their heat turned off. Simply not true. It's a scam. There's a moratorium on shutting off heat during this time of the year. There's no way authorities will turn it off when temperatures are this cold. You have time to make arrangements. And the cutoff date comes in mid-March. On the topic of electricity, power is pumping out of Paris. We Energy says the 200-megawatt solar operation in Kenosha County now online. The Paris Solar Park has almost 500,000 solar panels that can power about 60,000 homes. Again, it stays cold throughout the day today. The forecast here in moments. And back with more timeless hits. That's an update on news. We do updates twice an hour, top and bottom of the hour, and you can find them on demand at WRJN.com. From the Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow.
The Brewers add some lefties. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At the winter baseball meetings, the Brewers have added two left-handed minor league pitchers to their 40-man roster, Connor Thomas from the Cardinals and Grant Wolfram from the Texas Rangers. College football, the Badgers need a new quarterback. Braden Locke says he's entering the transfer portal. So is Tyler Van Dyke. Last night, receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind and will return to Wisconsin. NFL, the Packers face the Seahawks, led by their new head coach, Mike McDonald, former Ravens defensive coordinator, Matt LaFleur.
I think Mike's done an outstanding job. It's a great scheme. They can throw a lot of different coverages at you, a lot of different fronts, different looks. And then you combine that with really good players, then it can be a problem.
Seattle's Mike McDonald.
They play a great brand of football. They've been doing it throughout their entire franchise history, and especially since Matt's got there and doing his thing. So we got a lot of respect for them and how they play.
That's Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny, our high 13 this afternoon. The wind will decrease to about 5 to 15 here by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 30 with scattered showers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
Timeless Hits, and the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. That's what this is. I would be the Dan Marcus part. Or am I the museum part?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. But don't let give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm sad.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Local news, timeless hits, and underwear flying everywhere at a Tom Jones concert that I went to about 15 years ago. Just 15 years ago. I mean, women still do that. It was fun to see because it was kind of added to the spectacle of the whole thing. So I'm in concert at a casino in Wisconsin here. And it was not what I expected, but it was fun. And that's okay. You remember the song, let's go back to summer of 66, Sunshine Superman by Donovan. Did George Harrison play in that song or not? Because the Beatles were still, like, in the throes of Beatlemania. And the rumor was for years that George Harrison secretly played on that song. Did he or didn't he? I put that question to Donovan. You'll get the answer from Donovan. Did George Harrison play on Sunshine Superman? That's coming up before the hour's up on WRJN.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th. Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs. Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. The six horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Day number 8 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. It's the most wonderful time of the year to indulge in holiday sweets. Savor the warmth of freshly baked cobbler straight from the oven, browned with vanilla bean ice cream. Or share the joy of the season with cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Perfect for those winter nights. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Dreams come true. Sweet dream, baby.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. Those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time.
they realized that wasn't Aretha Franklin. It wasn't her name on the label. It was somebody called Fontella Bass. Great song, nonetheless, whether Aretha did it or not. I'm Dan Marcus. Local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics too, and the grown-up gift list. So far, winners include John, Josh, Lisa, April, and the list is going to continue to grow with the next keyword coming up shortly after 11 o'clock here on WRJN. But let's find out what's been going on around the world and up your street. Normally, that would be the job of Stuart J. Waddle, but he has the day off. Here's Chris Morrow in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. Another cold day in store for us today, but it won't last long. We'll see temperatures in the single digits and teens as far as highs go today. But the probability of getting some frostbite, pretty likely if you're exposed for 30 minutes or more, these wind chills will stay below zero throughout the afternoon. By the weekend, back into the 30s to near 40. While Microsoft is still using most of the land, Foxconn still getting the tax credits. A recent state report shows that Foxconn has been approved for almost $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. The report shows just over 1,100 Foxconn employees in the state. The company is spending $24 million in Racine County development. Well, the power is pumping out of Paris. We Energy says the 200-megawatt solar operation in Kenosha County is online. The Paris Solar Park is nearly 500,000 solar panels that can power about 60,000 homes, and they can track the sun and capture the energy on both sides. The long-awaited facelift of Reef Point Marina making progress. Over half the docks on the northeast portion of the area have been removed as part of Phase 1. A specialized barge with a crane is helping to relocate the old docks to Bell Harbor Marina for a temporary storage. Once it's all done, the revitalization will feature new docks, pumping stations, and restroom facilities. That's a look at news this afternoon. We have updates at the top and bottom of every hour and on demand by simply going to WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny, our high 13 this afternoon. The wind will decrease to about 5 to 15 here by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 30 with scattered showers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
grown-up gift list coming up on WRJN. Another keyword will appear shortly after 11.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Down.
local news, timeless hits, and pretty deep songs like Come Together by the Beatles. This one, not so deep, just plain fun on WRJN.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
From the
Gift list on WRJN with Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me. The grown-up gift list keyword of this morning, the second one of this morning, coming up shortly after 11 o'clock to give you a chance to win an overnight stay in the Dells at the Chula Vista Resort. Could you use a getaway like that? Uh-huh. So stick around. It could be yours for free from WRJN. Did George Harrison of the Beatles play on Donovan's Sunshine Superman? The rumor spread for years that he did. Well, I asked Donovan on the phone, asked the man himself, and his answer is coming up. You'll hear Donovan talking about it on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Saw Marie, she was waving me goodbye. If
Hurry home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, Christmas Classics 2, and the Grown Up Gift List, a chance for you to win an overnight stay in the Dells at the Chula Vista Resort. Coming up shortly after 11 o'clock, I'll give you another keyword. That's your chance to win from WRJN. Okay, Donovan, the song Sunshine Superman, kind of a mysterious song. What does it mean? Adding to the mystery was, did George Harrison play on the song or not? Rumor went around for years that George Harrison was a session player, just kind of anonymously. Fact was that Donovan and George Harrison hung out together quite often. Many of the Beatles hung out with Donovan. He went with them to India. So, Sunshine Superman. I asked Donovan when I talked to him on the phone, first time I ever talked to him, did George Harrison play on Sunshine Superman? Erno.
Well, there's a lot of stories gone down. Unfortunately, he might have played on that track, and we might have wiped off his guitar. I don't remember him visiting Recession, but those were fast and heady days, and there was a lot of coming and going in the studio, but my memory serves me well. No, George wasn't on that one.
George was not on that one.
No, and the story is going around, of course, which is lovely. We did get together quite a lot in those days, but George and I never quite cut a track together, so maybe the information is wrong down the line, although he was around at the time.
Kind of wish the answer had been different. I want to think that George Harrison is playing on this song. Donovan, Sunshine Superman, WRJS.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it, we're doing it in style, cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now, in a trick in a book, and I'll be
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Straight.